Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. Hopefully this thing is working. It looks like it is. That's good. As always, you can find all of my episodes at salcedoparanormal.com. Oh, wait, I messed that up. My key to use the talk to, or push to talk microphone key is, has to be, I have to make sure I'm not in the text field when I'm using this key, so it is good to know for the future. It's salcedoparanormal.podbean.com, and that's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, and there you can find all the episodes, including this one, once it is posted there, along with social media links and ways to donate. And then if you have anything you'd like to send in terms of questions or comments or experiences, stories of experiences, you can send those to salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. So, just real quick, I want to thank everyone for being here, and for being here over this last year for this stream, everyone that has been here since this started, 1 year ago, basically today. And, I already made a big post about that, so I won't, talk about that too much, but just want everyone to know that I appreciate all of you, and I can't wait to see where this goes from here. So tonight, I have a good friend of mine on here with me, and I figured we'd talk just about how they got into everything in terms of paranormal and just researching all this. And I appear on his show sometimes over on Troubled Minds Radio, and I'd like to welcome Michael Strange to the podcast. Thank you for being here, Mike.
Pleasure is all mine, James. Congratulations on 1 year. 1 year, man. It's the hardest thing is getting started, isn't it?
It is. There's the first few months were really, it was not a regular appearing podcast for those first few months, just because of just getting started and figuring out what I could do and what I had to do and all that. But I'm definitely very happy with how it has turned out overall since then.
Yeah, definitely good stuff. It's that, like I've always said, right? You get going. Once you get going, you get into a flow, you get into a rhythm, start challenging yourself, getting better and better, and bam, here we are. 1 year, man, that's you got to understand too, be super proud of that. That's why I always talk about it too on my show about how long the show has been going and all this, because it's like a force of will, right? Like at any time you could just be like, nah, I'm not interested anymore and stop, you know? But the only thing that makes you do it is you. And that's something to be super proud of, man. Keep pressing. Proud to see where it, how fast it's grown, and we're going to keep helping with that as well, man. Keep up the good work. Definitely good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, I'm very proud. I'm just very grateful as well to everyone that has listened and helped in any way. I made a post about it on my social media today, and I've literally said in there, I didn't put any names in there because I don't want to forget anyone. And I meant that. And so, but yeah, I'm just really happy that we've made it this far, and looking forward to keeping going with this three times a week as usual, and then extra shows like this when the chance arrives.
Right on, right on. As I always say, keep on trucking. Keep on trucking.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be fun to talk with you about all this and how you got involved and interested in all this as well. So if you want to talk about yourself, describe the show and how you got into it, that'd be great.
Okay, let's see. Well, as James said there, my name's Michael Strange. I do a talk show called Troubled Minds, and it is, you know, aliens, conspiracy, the paranormal, and that whole bit, kind of in everything else, really. But, I think that's just really the starting point, because there's, like I've always said when I started the show, I wanted kind of a wide berth and things to talk about, because I get bored super easy, and if I'm not interested in what I'm talking about, it shows, right? Like, it's kind of painful. It's a painful tug on the soul. It's like working, right? It's like, you know, having to go to work and do something you don't want to do. So that's really what the show is. It's about those things as sort of a jumping off point, but we talk about all kinds of other stuff, including, you know, the surveillance state, you know, the Bill of Rights here and there, things like this, right? That, you know, is many times verboten in this day and age. Like it's funny how the world has turned pretty much upside down, and the old things that were good are now bad, et cetera. So I don't know, just like anybody else, I'm just trying to figure it out, you know, one word at a time, as many of you can tell. But yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. We've been doing it for, let's see, it's October now, so that's going to be more than 3.5 years, 3 years, 7 months approximately, something like that. And it's good. It's been a good thing. It's been one of those situations where you learn a lot about yourself, you know, on the times when you kind of come up to those challenges, those pieces of obstacles, you know what I mean, where you're like, I don't want to do this tonight, or, you know, whatever it is. But still, right, like you force yourself. It's that whole, like I said, force of will. It's an important thing. It's one of those, part of the journey for all of us, right, is sort of being able to channel something within ourselves to, you know, kind of persevere. And just the doldrums. Everybody has ups and downs and all the rest of that, life and everything happening, right? Like John Lennon says, life is what happens while you're making other plans. So it's it does tend to get in the way. But yeah, that's what the show's about, long-winded, rambly style, because, well, that's what I do. And but yeah, that's what's up. That's what's going on. And so as far as getting into like paranormal-type topics, it's kind of always been... I've always been a storyteller of sorts. I didn't used to be a good talker at all, ever, back in the day when I was a young lad. But I was a writer. So I was a writer first, and I could, you know, my brain wasn't fast enough, I guess, or practiced enough to catch up. I knew what I wanted to say, but I could never say it fast. So I would write. And writing, you know, kind of hones the word craft, the skills, things like this that, yeah. Instead, here we are doing a talk show. writing's a lot more work, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. James has written several books. I'm sure you could probably chime in on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. We have that in common, because for years, up until about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I thought I'll always be a writer. I'm not really, I don't think I'm made for talking to the public in any way, and but here we are. You know, it's really amazing to be here, and yeah, I think you have to be interested in it to keep on going, because otherwise, why do it? You know, that's why I cover what I cover, because if I'm not interested in it, then I don't. It's a lot harder to cover it. So, and yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So, but yeah, no, it's great to hear that. That's amazing that we both kind of got through that just writing phase and got into all this. So what are some of your favorite things to cover on your show, if that's even possible to pick favorites?
Yeah, so I actually lost my train of thought there on that last ramble, so I'm going to continue and pick up, and then I'll answer that question. So what got me into the topics in general, like the paranormal stuff, is, like I said, I was started somewhere and lost my train of thought, like I said, but which happens quite often if you know me. But so I when I was like maybe 10 years old, we had this book on the on our you know, just our table, just our, you know, living room table. And it was this big, thick, blue book, and it was called Mysteries of, I don't even know, like, I don't even know if I'd recognize it now if I saw it, but it was full, like, chock full of all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Like, Bigfoot, and, right, UFOs, and, you know, fish falling from the sky, and, you know, all the kind of crazy stuff that, you know, it's, depending on who you ask, right, is it legit, is it not? Well, I think it's, you know, a little more complex than just is it or isn't it, right? And that's kind of always intrigued me. And as you grow up and things change a little bit, you start to see the world a little differently, you know. When you're young, it's easy to think that you know everything, right? And you're like, oh, I got this life thing figured out, you know. And then you know, people around you might get sick or pass away and things like this, right? And life just changes super fast. Or even yourself, you know, yourself might get sick. It's just one of those things, right? Like the challenge of life and all the rest of that, I think given all of those things and storytelling, which kind of leads back into that point I was making initially and before I derailed myself, we need it. It's one of those things, you know, they've been telling myths for a long time, legends, folklore, all this stuff. And, you know, whether you believe it or not, I think it's fascinating as hell that it has persisted for so many years. We're talking thousands and thousands of years, right? You can trace a lot of these amazing topics back to these, you know, Sumerians or the Egyptians or even further than that in some cases. And so that to me, right, I think we need it. I think that it's one of those, you know, sort of like the writer, like I was describing, is you tend to have, if you're not interested, why are you writing it, right? And so I'm not going to write about lawyers because, well, you know, or think or talk about lawyers because, well, they're the real life vampires, aren't they? Well, but you know, talking about like actual, like the vampires themselves and just sort of that mythology, just in and of itself, you know, not even the question of whether you think they're real or not, just kind of look at where it came from, the origins and some of the rest of it that kind of goes along with it. So there we go. That's what I should have said previously, but all right. So now, anything there?
No, that's interesting. I definitely agree. I think that you can always get something out of any of those older stories. And I think a lot of them, there has to be some kind of basis in reality for a lot of those stories, I think, which is always interesting to try to figure that out, what that is. And, but yeah, no, that's a good point. You keep on going with that. I'm interested to hear what you're going to say about the topics you're into and go from there.
Yeah, I think it just depends on my mood, to be perfectly honest. I try and keep everything as current as possible just to kind of match up with news cycles. But I think, you know, probably the top three for me are going to be propaganda, you know, just sort of looking at news cycles, information operations, things like this, and how they're actually toying with reality, right? I mean, like literally the nature of reality as we know it, just on, you know, on a textual basis or the internet or right, the radio or television or what have you, it's being manipulated on such a large scale that it's funny to me that if you say conspiracy, right, that like people look at you like you're nuts, right? But I mean, that's literally confirmed 100% something they do every day. Like the militaries at large have these, the governments and the militaries have these actual programs set up to manage and massage news cycles to change what we think and believe. I mean, if that's not a conspiracy, man, I don't know what is. And so that's kind of what got me more interested recently to start the show, is those the fact that they're literally manipulating our reality, and that's one of my favorites, is because it's true. It's completely true, and as we know, right, the whole Trump era and all that stuff with just the media just losing their damn minds and going off the rails, and I think it woke a lot of people up to not, again, like I said, it's sad and unfortunate that, you know, not to take this in a political angle, but just for a second here, that it had to be Donald Trump to wake people up, you know what I'm saying? But the not him himself, the media reaction to him really described what's happening all the time. It just happens on a more subtle basis, right? And that's probably the thing that fascinates me the most, is just how they try and change these news cycles. And that's why I watch them as close as I do, because when something happens, right, and then it gets washed out in a news cycle because of who knows what kind of thing they did behind the scenes, right, like you start to wonder, because you never know. You'll never actually know. But if you pay close enough attention, I think you could probably pick out exactly when they kind of interjected and changed the conversation, you know what I mean? But that's just happening. And so that's why it fascinates me. And that's probably one of my favorite topics. Though the thing is, when you talk about that a lot, people aren't into it as much. So, well, I can't talk about it every night because I'll bore myself as well. But yeah, that's probably my favorite. There are a few others, of course, but that's probably the top. Just manipulating news cycles and the nature of our reality.
Yeah, the reality thing and consciousness, those are my favorite things to look into. I don't claim to have done enough research into them to talk about them a lot on my show, but those two things are there that you just mentioned. I love how you cover them on your show. I like that you cover them, but you're not overly negative about them like so many shows can be. I really appreciate that, because I do believe that there's a lot more to this world in terms of politics and the military, like you said, and money in general, being such a major factor in so many things. I do believe there's something to that. I do believe that there are conspiracies. And that's really what got me into listening to your show when I did, was just, I felt like you had a good handle on all of this without just spiraling into negativity constantly. And I think that's very important. So I really like your show because of all that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was actually something that I struggled with early on, to be 100% honest. If you go back to the early days of Troubled Minds, we had a co-host by the name of Frank. Fantastic fellow. He's still doing fine. Everything's good. But it got to us, as they say, right? When you stare into the abyss stares back. We sort of had a little bit of that. It was about two Christmases ago, I think, and that's when he quit and didn't come back. We were talking about all the horrible stuff, like child trafficking and adrenochrome, and right, bathing in young people's blood. That Bathory, Catherine Bathory. I can't remember her first name, but I mean, there was a lot of that kind of came about, and it's dark. Like, it's dark, like where are all these kids disappearing to, right? I mean, once you think of like that in terms of, people probably aren't trying to kidnap them to give them, a warm bath and a hot meal. You know what I mean? That's not what's happening out there. And the more you kind of dive down that rabbit hole, the harder it is to have that abyss stare back at you. It kind of changes you. And I think that so as part of that, part of understanding that about myself, the show, about just how everything is, it doesn't have to be negative. It could be, not saying that thing in particular. Clearly, that one thing in particular, there's nothing positive about that. But at least kind of bringing up certain topics, it doesn't always have to be doom and gloom, because I get it, right? Like, we have a whole world that's just struggling with mental health, especially recently, right, with all this COVID lockdown garbage. And just how I don't need to tell anybody how it feels. It sucks, that's for sure. But it doesn't mean that we have to just be gloom and doom and, the end is nigh. I can't stand that when you get people, podcasters, influencers, people on TV, whatever you want to call them, Instagram folks, I don't know, whatever you want to call these guys, but they're just so negative, right? And literally their entire message is the end is coming. It's like, okay, cool. Like, now what, right? What do we do? Does everybody just sit around and wait for the end? Nah, man, screw that. That's not what this is about, right? We got air on our lungs, and let's make the best of it, even if the end is nigh. Though I don't believe it is, by the way. Let's just interject that real quick. I don't believe the end is nigh. So yeah, so I appreciate that you pick up on the positivity that I try to project, because it is an important part of this, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I do agree that the media and so many other things, like you said, just people out there, they try to say that everything is just going to end. And it's like, well, there have been what they call apocalypses before and end times before. And the species has made it through. I mean, it hasn't been fun, I'm sure. But we're still here, that's why I always am leery about any kind of predictions of when the world is going to end, because I don't think it's going to completely just everything's going to vanish. I think there'll still be people here, and one thing I noticed with the COVID is just how many people, and myself included, even though that wasn't the intention, how many people started getting into content creation. And I think that's one good thing in a way about all this, is people had time, I guess, if even though it's terrible that they had to happen that way, people have had time to make things. And I really enjoyed seeing that out there. So, and it's been fun to be part of that as well.
Yeah, notice interestingly about that is kind of like I described the news cycles being taken over by, you know, militaries and governments. In the same manner, the real revolution is what we're doing. I mean, we're sort of countering those narratives by trying to say, no, look, guys, don't be afraid. The end isn't here. Don't believe this. This is a scam to try and get you to, you know, to keep in step with the party message or whatever, right? And so the revolution is about talking about our reality as we see it, as we live it, right? That's the real revolution. And all that, you're right, the content creation's exploding. But again, right now, we're also seeing that censorship where they kind of jump in here and try and shut us down because, right, we can't hijack their narrative, right? It's they spent too much money and spent too much time to get it to this point. But it is, I mean, you know, like you talk in terms of, you know, quote, revolution, and I don't believe in that type of revolution, right? That's as always, right, violence with me is a last resort sort of situation, and that's not where we need to get. Though, I think the media is trying to push us otherwise. But, you know, with all of that said, you have this whole thing, and that revolution is our reality, right? Not the reality filtered through the lens of the elites or the governments or the militaries or any of that. Just regular people, you know, thinking about amazing things. And it still exists, and it's still reason to be happy with humanity. And, you know, in spite of all our challenges, right? Not just us, but historical challenges. And all the rest of that. So to me, this is the revolution, you know? This is really what's happening out there. And it's why that, you know, as I've said quite often on my show as well, that they're struggling with how to label terrorists because they understand this is that revolution, right? But you can't shut people up talking about werewolves and vampires on the internet, can you? I mean, I guess you can, but you see? Then they become the werewolves and the vampires, don't they?
Yeah, and I think they can only... I mean, there's always going to be somewhere for people to talk about this stuff. I find it hard to believe that can just go away completely. I think people... If the traditional platforms start banning this stuff, people will start making their own platforms. And I think that will keep on going. You know, as long as things, I mean, as long as there's still power and all that, which is a whole other thing. But I think even then, people will figure out how to make their own. And if they have to, they'll use, we've talked about that before. We'll just use radios if we have to. I mean, I totally agree with that if it comes to that. But hopefully it doesn't. I always say I don't ever like to envision a world without technology the way it is now, because... it's like everything else. There's good and bad points about it, and I certainly do love technology overall. But yeah, no, it's definitely, I've noticed censorship. I've noticed it just in terms of my own Facebook feed. It's so much of it is companies now. It's not even people I know. It's all the companies and politicians, and it's just like I'm not interested in all that. And so I just scroll past, and that's how I do it. And I don't use Facebook much unless I really need to. So I know you've had your own history with them. You don't have to talk about that, but that's just funny about that. So, but yeah, no, I agree. And I'm glad that we're all here and doing this, because another thing I've noticed is so many of your listeners are also making content, and that's amazing to me.
That is the revolution, isn't it? It's like I said, so think about it this way, in terms of, right, the revolution of the unwashed masses, right, the proletariat, the, right, us, just regular ass normal plebs, the regular people, is they're trying to, when I say they, of course, I mean the media industrial complex. I mean, again, the militaries. I mean, you know, the governments at large. They, in particular, are trying to distort our reality. And so we're fighting to take it back. And so that, to me, is this revolution. And so it's a beautiful thing that, you know, like they always say, right? Like I've said this so many times in the past, and I truly believe this, right? If like you have serious delusions if you think you're going to change the world, right? However, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you inspire the person that inspires the person that inspires the person that changes the world, you see? Like there are ripple effects to the things we do and the words we say. And so some of those things, you know, like I have no delusions that I'm going to change anything in a huge capacity, but those ripple effects, right? Maybe given a generation, who knows? You never know where this leads. And so that's part of the positivity. That's part of, I'm so happy to see a lot of folks who have participated in my show and then called in and, you know, helped behind the scenes and kind of got involved a little bit. And then suddenly, boom, they're making their own shows. That's what it's all about, man. Like we need to be more people speaking, not less. And so, I think part of it too, why people are so hesitant anymore is they're afraid to be wrong, you know, but damn it, it's our right to be wrong, period. It is. So, you know, it's part of being human. It's one of those ugly, you know, things that people don't want to talk about, but it's the truth. You know, Don Lemon or Tucker Carlson or any of the rest of these a-holes, they are wrong. Right. But they're doing it from the, you know, money backing them and from the standpoint of authority. Right. But they're still wrong. It's just, you know, they say it loud and they say it proud. So why the hell can't we be wrong, too? You know, and I always say as well, a symptom of being wrong is also that sometimes you're right. So let's speak. The more people speaking, the better. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I am. When I was first thinking of starting this show, I thought, well, there's already plenty of ghost story shows out there. And I wasn't sure if I really wanted to get into it. But then I was thinking, you know what? More people need to know that it's okay to talk about their experiences. And that's my biggest thing about doing this. The second thing is I just love to hear about experiences and compare notes and all that. But the biggest thing is it needs to be okay for people to talk about these things and to try to figure them out. You know, I decided to do this because one more show like this, I don't think it can hurt. I think it can only help as long as I'm, you know, doing this with the right reasons and for the right reasons and doing my best not to hurt anyone, you know? I mean, I think that's, so I'm very happy to be part of this whole podcasting world here, and yeah, I agree. It's been amazing calling into your show. I've only called into a couple of shows here and there, but I love it when I can call into your show and talk about whatever you all are talking about. And I just love, another thing I love about your show is all the callers that can call in any given night and take the conversation in so many different directions. I love that because my interest is mainly ghosts, but I still like, I think it's important to branch out into anything else that you can, and see how all this stuff connects. Cause I do think that there are connections, and at least there it's possible that there are. And I love talking about that. So, what are some that you've kind of noticed through doing your show, in terms of, paranormal, but also in terms of just the current events and all that? I think that's an interesting intersection there.
I think the weirdness about the paranormal stuff is it seems pretty pervasive. Kind of like you don't have to stretch too far, meaning, you know, like you can look at the, you know, the elites. And, you know, last night in the chat, I was doing a test stream for tonight, by the way. We got a new overlay and stuff for the show tonight, James. So we'll be testing something new. But in the chat last night, I was only streaming for a few minutes, but there was a comment that said something about, you know, the elites. This is the day, All Hallows Eve, where they, you know, do their you know, their dirtiest, right? Do their worst. With, you know, and the individual, his name's Embole, brought up Moloch, right? And that type of, like, you know, devil worship or whatever that is. So to me, right, like, these things are happening out there, you know? So, and, you know, we've talked about this sort of in the past with, okay, whether you believe in magic or not, there are, you know, very powerful people that do. And so do you think, and this is, I'm going to steal this from our good friend Rohan. He said, and I couldn't agree more. He said, what's more terrifying, that we have these super powerful people that are literally conducting like ritual somethings, right? For maybe more control over the world type of thing, right? And like, if that's real, right? That's a terrifying thought. But what's the other equally terrifying thought, that if that stuff's not real at all, but those people are still doing this shit stuff? Sorry, I don't know if we we can do that on this show. If it's family friendly, I'll keep it that way. But you get my point, right? It's it seems to be there's a connection with a lot of these things. If you look at some of that Bohemian Grove stuff, and you know the names that have been there, it's that part's a little terrifying to me, that it all seems to fit. If you listen to, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, Fringe FM, Ryan Gable, he's all over this stuff, and he's talking about like this ritual stuff that is happening all the time in plain sight, like these Billie Eilish videos, the black goo, Greta with the black goo on the cover of Time magazine. I mean, there seems to be symbolism out there that's it seems to be just in your face. You don't even have to stretch too hard or too far to put 1 + 1 = 2, right? And I think that's the terrifying part, that it's all just right there in front of our face. And whether it is a real thing or not, like I said, I'm not one to tell anybody what to think. You know, like, I'll tell you what I think and have a conversation and try and, you know, start a conversation and point it a particular way. But it's always like, to me, the most sacred thing is the individual, right? And you should be able to make up your own mind about everything. And, you know, just because you listen to what I say doesn't mean you should believe anything I say. Just think about it, you know, just think about it. But that, so with that said, and kind of matching up, let's say news cycles and the paranormal, I think you could probably write like an actual, like, college type thesis on this, you know, and make like legitimate points about how this stuff might be real, or at the very least that the powers that be believe this stuff is real, sort of this ritual, paranormal, spellcraft, whatever the hell's going on out there, man. It just seems to be pretty obvious if you don't even have to look that hard. But I think that answered the question there, and sort of maybe bridge the connection between that real world, again, twisting our reality with news cycles, and then having this other bit, which is Moloch worship. You know what I'm saying? That seems pretty sick.
Yeah, like the owl from Bohemian Grove, Moloch.
Yes, that one. That's yep.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. It's. Thank you for coming.
Boomer.
Yeah, Boomer. I didn't really plan on having multiple people on the call here. But yeah, no, you are right. If you wouldn't mind, just because of this, what I had mentioned, like when I started the show, or planned on for the show, if you wouldn't mind, sorry to cut you off there, but if you wouldn't mind muting yourself. We'll do a panel thing some other time. I just haven't done a lot with that yet, and I don't want to start that without kind of doing planning that ahead of time. So that is something we'll be doing here in the future. But no worries. But thank you for being here. But yeah. So I do agree, Mike. I think. It's Boomer, it's something that's part of what drew me to Troubled Minds is just that whole connection, and no worries about the language, Mike. I should have mentioned it to you before. I don't ever say anything, but it doesn't mean that my guests can't say what they feel like they need to say.
I have some restraint. I'm able to not drop the F bombs. I will go no F bomb mode. No problem, James. Thank you.
Yeah, and I apologize, Boomer. I'm not trying to kick you out just to kick you out, just because of the format that we planned on here today. That's why I have that in the chat there. But it's really interesting how that connects, and I agree that the whole thing about whether the people that do all these ceremonies and stuff, whether it's real or not, they're still doing them. And I think in a way, just piggybacking off of that, even if they don't believe, what if they don't believe they're real, but then it's real? That's a scary situation as well, no matter how you look at it.
Exactly, right? That's a whole nother wrinkle to that situation. And another terrifying angle, like if they're really into this, like I said, it's tough. And the deeper you go into that, right? Like I said, be careful because the abyss stares back. It can change you. And like I said, we almost quit Troubled Minds because of that, because it got so dark, the places we were at, and it was a kind of a strength of will sort of situation just to come back and start over again without that darkness, you know.
Right. Sorry about that. I'm trying all kinds of new things lately, including push to talk. So,
nice.
And yeah, I mentioned that earlier, but yeah, so I think, and just the whole ritual thing that, again, that goes back as well to as far back as you want to go back in terms of people doing rituals over the years. And it makes me wonder what the future of that is involving technology. We've talked about that before, how there are online versions of, like, your favorite thing to try to push on me, Ouija boards. Just kidding. But, and all those things. That's all moving into the digital realm, and I think that's a very interesting and possibly dangerous thing as well. But at the very least, it's interesting to think about and talk about.
Yeah, and is it real? And then, so just the is it real part is, we could talk for years just about that and kind of cite different examples and, you know, how much has been, fabricated for clickbait type stuff or to write a book or whatever. But I mean, how many people have really, actually used a Ouija board and got, possibly terrifying results? I'm not that guy. I'm not going to try. Like I said, go ahead and call me a wimp or whatever, but I don't believe that stuff in general, but I ain't going to do it. I ain't doing it.
Wimp. Just kidding.
Yeah, but, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I
think part of it too is, toying or messing with things you don't fully understand or comprehend. And I think that's the part to me, right? Is like we've talked about on Troubled Minds a lot about, aliens or, demons or both, or maybe they're the same thing, or maybe they're not, right? Maybe the society of people and the culture has amnesia of sorts or never had it right to begin with. And some of those entities, whatever they are, paranormal or otherwise, are maybe similar things. We've talked about the djinn and, all the rest of that stuff and how it may or may not fit together. And like I said, fascinating stuff. And you could trace all of that back, even this ancient alien theory of stuff. They're saying that this was going on, back in biblical days. So got me, man. We're an interesting time to be alive, that's for sure.
Yeah, and just getting back to the whole idea of what all these different beings are, it gets back to an idea we've talked about recently, is that language, words, how do we know what these things are? How do we know what words to use to describe them? Getting back to the whole aliens, demons, angels, whatever. There have been different descriptions of all of those things. So what is what out there? That's another, a whole other complication to the whole subject. But it's interesting to investigate all the possibilities anyway.
Yeah, that whole thing. I mean, it's not even hard to make like just a logical leap from, your standard ghost to, like an interdimensional alien. It's kind of almost exactly the same thing, isn't it? It just depends on how you describe it. how you tell the story, how you frame the details. That's really all it seems to be. But in my opinion, they're the same damn thing. It's just we don't understand either one, you know. I guess you got to take some DMT and meet the machine elves or whatever to really get some answers. But that's not my bag either, so, well. we'll just stay here in the real world with a little bit of maybe juice once in a while.
Yeah, and the ghost thing as well. I've said before, I used to think of them strictly in terms of, oh, it's the spirit of someone that had passed away. But I've heard so many stories over the years of people seeing into what appear to be other times in the past. And people in two different timelines seeing each other and thinking that each other is a ghost. But it could be that they're just real people in the same place seeing each other through some kind of time distortion. And I think that's one possibility. I do think also that there can be aliens that are interdimensional and they don't have physical bodies, so they appear like ghosts. And that could explain, again, going back to the aliens and demons thing, I mean, if you see something that doesn't look like a human, but it's acting like a ghost, what exactly is that? And I don't think anyone knows for sure, and it's just really, it's interesting to look into all this, and my mind has definitely been changed a lot over the years here after listening to so many different shows and about all this, to think that I always use the word ghost, but that's just kind of a placeholder. That's just kind of to get the conversation started, and the conversation itself is really the most the most interesting part of all this, and getting ideas and thoughts from everyone that you can is also just so much fun. That's why I love doing these things. Whether it's my own show or being on other people's shows, it's not because I want to be there because it's all about me. I just want to be there because I love to hear what other people think.
Yeah, it is. It's a commodity, isn't it? It's one of those things that it should be valued, hearing what other people do think. Even though, right, once again, back to the divisive news cycles and, you know, kind of distorting our reality and all these things, we're kind of led to believe that we can't trust our neighbors. We can't trust even our family at this point, right? And everything has to be based on these political lines. But like I said, the beauty to me is people speaking, like talk, you know, it's okay, right? And not only that, like we disagree. That's healthy. It's a good thing. We're supposed to, right? It just doesn't have to turn into just, you know, like a super meltdown and F-bombs and people just being ridiculous to each other, you know? Like, that's the tragedy of all this, of this, you know, distorting our reality with the news cycles and all the rest of this stuff, is this division stuff is exactly what they want. Because, of course, right? Clearly, obviously, I think I'm probably going to find very little pushback with this, that especially in, you know, communities slash or a conspiracy slash paranormal type community, that that's what they want from us. They want us divided so we don't demand that the powers that be do a better job. Because if we all did, if we all imagine tomorrow, just as a thought experiment, if everybody just stopped, right? You've heard of labor strikes and all the rest of this stuff. Imagine if everybody just was like, no, right? We're not doing this until things get better. And here's our list of demands, right? And you don't even have to like raise a fist or, you know, start a fight or anything. Just everybody stop what they're doing and the entire world just grinds to a halt because people refuse to participate. And so, right, if there's that sort of solidarity with just humanity, things would change. But part of the game is them making sure that we don't have enough in common for that to ever happen. And it's tragic. And that's why, to me, it's good. Let's hear people speak. Say the things you believe, and it's okay. If we disagree, we can still shake hands at the end of it and talk again tomorrow. And that's fine. Maybe we learn something from each other today. That's critical, right? That's what this is about, in my opinion. It's about many things, clearly, but that's one of the most amazing parts of this. I've met, including yourself, so many amazing people as part of the process here, and it's valuable. It's a very good thing. And so here's to keep on trucking, right?
Yeah. That's one of the things that got me kind of just pushed me away from politics in general. I would love to see a world where, again, we all get together and just talk about ideas. And this is probably, I mean, it may seem impractical to some people, but I don't care about parties. I care about ideas and planning things and figuring things out and making things better for everyone. But parties, no matter what party it is, they don't appear to care about that. They don't want that. And that's just that's the sad thing. That's why I don't pay attention to any of that stuff in general. I'll look at the news headlines here and there just to see what they're talking about, but I don't read into any of that. Or if I do, you know, I think it's very important to not to believe everything you read and from any source, you know. I think it's important to look at multiple sources and opposing sources and see what you think of after you've looked at all those things. I don't do a lot of research into that, all that, but that's how I would do it if I did.
Yeah, yeah, and in this post-truth era, they call it, I don't think you should believe anything anyway, like take it at face value. And that's the unfortunate part, right? Edgar Allan Poe said, "Believe nothing you hear and only half that you see." And he's right. He's completely right. It's this is post-truth, and well, we live in it. And yeah. Yeah. And how do we get out of this again, right? Talking to each other, right? Like trying to understand each other, trying to break down those differences that they're trying to tell us we have, you know? Like, we have a lot of differences, clearly, because me is not you and you is not me, right? That's the most basic equation ever. It's like the rule number one of being human. Well, here we are, this is who we are, and this is the hand we've been dealt, you know? But it doesn't mean things can stay static. It doesn't mean, right, we can't press and try and understand, you know? It's so much easier to just write it off and hate, and that's what they would want of us. That's what they want of us now. And so, yeah, 100%, man. And right, having conversations is one of those things that it's becoming a lost art, isn't it? It's becoming it's something you can't do because it's so quickly devolves into just flinging poo at each other, right? Once again, it's unfortunate, but that's the world we live in, right?
Yeah, but I think it's I think if you look hard and if you can find those conversations, it's just sad that you have to look hard to begin with. But that's one of the things I found I loved about also not only your show but your Discord server. The way a lot of people get together almost every night after the show in a voice channel like this and just talk about whatever, whether it's the show or, I mean, some of the conversations they've range pretty far and wide that I've been involved in, and I love it. I love how, you know, the subject changes and connections are made. I love that, and I think I really hope that that only continues, not only in your server or in mine, but just I think that's a big way of improving things in the future, is just trying to cultivate more of those kind of places where you can do that.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about talking to each other, trying to understand, and learning, right? Learning, never stop learning, ever, ever, ever. And you combine a bunch of those things, try and understand why people are different, and you know, hopefully, like I said, please don't get me wrong, I'm not a preacher, I'm not trying to ever tell you that I have the right of anything, because as often as I'm probably right, more often I'm also wrong. So don't ever take anything I say and run to the printing press with it like it's some, you know, amazing revelation. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just sort of trying to sort through these ideas and find a way to maybe come to a better understanding of this reality. That's really what this is all about. It's the same as everybody else. It's all the same. Just you know, don't take me for the doom preacher, please. We're not doing that. This is, I repeat, this is not a cult. This is not a cult.
Nope, not a cult. But I'm really glad to see that you've gained so many followers online, just in different platforms, and especially in Rockfin. I mean, over 1,000 people there now following your channel. That's great. I'm glad that that's happening. And I think, again, that goes back to what I said earlier. I think there will always be platforms. You just have to look for them. And I'm glad that that exists. And again, just Discord in general. I always like you always say. I'm not saying this. This is not an ad for Discord, but I really do love the platform. And but yeah, and just about just talking about being right or wrong too. I mean, I think that's such a big thing that people don't want to be wrong. And I understand that, but also part of that is, well, if you learn you're wrong, well, maybe then you can learn something else from that and maybe kind of realize that, well, okay, I was wrong about that, but now I figured this out, and that can lead you to other questions. And I think that's also a big part of it. And I have no problem. I always say this in my shows anyway. I don't claim to know any of this. I don't claim to be an expert in the paranormal. I don't think there's such a thing. I think there are people that have researched it and have experience with it, but I don't think there are any experts. But it's just really a lot of fun to talk about and interesting to consider the possibilities.
Yeah, back to that ripple effect too, right? So you ask yourself a question, and maybe you don't even know the answer to yourself, right? And again, not the answer, but your answer. Maybe you haven't even ever thought about it. But what happens is, just like you described, it is this ripple effect of questions. Like maybe you're confronted with, okay, I've never thought about this particular thing before. And then so you start thinking. And then the thought leads to three or four other questions in different branches. And again, right, it is about opening up people's realities, right? That's really what it's about, kind of breaking down those institutional paradigms. And and you can do that by telling ghost stories on the internet. I mean, that's the amazing thing about it, and that's really what this is for. That's again, right? If there's one theme of all the Troubled Minds, like I said, we've had growing pains, been through some dark times and ups and downs, and all the rest of it, right? Like I said recently on the news show, I considered quitting entirely about 6-8 months ago, like just before Fringe. I was like, I didn't know what to do. It was, just a drain on finances. It was a drain on my time. It was a drain on, it wasn't going anywhere, right? And so it didn't seem to have any upward momentum at all. And so, but then, right, as always, right, it seems like things change, like somebody sprinkled some fairy dust and something turned, right? And it was my attitude turned, and we started to amass some followers, that turned, started meeting some fantastic people, that turned. It just it seems that good news kind of follows good news, and so it is, it's back to again, congratulations to you sticking through it for a year. Keep pressing, man. You're doing good work as well. This is what all of this is about. It's about our own force of will, overcoming ourselves and trying to break down those paradigms, right? And that's what this is up to. That's what we're doing, man. And by the way, we're going to do more of that tonight, aren't we, James?
Yeah.
My pro segue to wrap this up. Check this out.
That's very good. It's like you know what you're doing. That's really amazing.
Right?
But no, that is true. And I love being on your show when I can, and I'm looking forward to tonight. But yeah, just real quick. I mean, I don't think I've even said this anywhere online yet, but there was in the beginning, when I was only able to do one show a month because of just resources and editing and all that, I was considering giving up too. When I was just only able to do one per month, I thought, I want to do a lot more than this. And if this is all I'm going to be able to do, I don't know if I want to do that. But I kept on going, and I kept on trying to figure out different ways of doing things. And eventually I figured out, you know what? If I do these as a stream, there's not quite as much pressure to get them edited. And for me, in my situation now, that's a good thing. And once I figured that out, I was like, well, if I'm doing that, that means I can stream whenever I want to. And that's where it went from once a month to once a week to three times a week now. And that has really been just amazing to do that. And I can't wait to see. Also, I didn't mention here in the stream yet, but we're up to over 760 downloads now.
Nice.
Since this started. Nice. And that's with like a almost three month period, where there was no new releases just due to just various circumstances of getting this thing made. It was no one's fault except for maybe mine, but other than that, I mean, it was just. And so yeah, I'm really happy with how that's gone, and I think it's safe to say by this time next year, by the 2 year anniversary, I'm sure we'll hit over 2,000. Because
hey man, just the beginning.
Yeah,
you're doing it right. My opinion, the format is right. You're doing you're getting them up to the podcast feed immediately, which was one of my big failures. It's good, right? It's good to see some of these things happening. And you know, seeing like if I had to start it all over again, I'd be doing exactly what you're doing. Just streaming it, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, and then immediately just cutting it straight to the podcast feed, because that's where when you start to boom, that's where it's going to boom, dude. It's not going to be YouTube or anywhere else. It's going to be that podcast feed. So keep up the good work, my man. Like I said, format wise, you've got it spot on in my opinion, and just keep pressing. Time and pressure, right? Always time and pressure.
Yeah, and I love that saying because it is so, so true. And I've definitely am a lot more comfortable overall doing this than I was when I started. And I think that's, you said it before, I think that's the case with whatever you're going to be doing. You know, it takes a little while to get used to what you're doing. And, but yeah, no, I really appreciate everyone that has been here, and I appreciate everything. Just behind the scenes here, Mike has helped me with a lot over this, since I started listening to his show. In terms of just audio issues, helping with you fix those, and promoting me on his show, which I never expect, but I always appreciate. And so yeah, thank you so much for being here, Mike, and we'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now that I know it's so painless, I thought you were going to run me through the ringer, James, but apparently not.
But, it's only but, just beginning. It's only
See, no. I knew it. Exactly right. You're like the hook is set now. Now next time it's my ass in through the ringer. So as we finish, thank you for having me, James. Love to do more of these. As always, love to have you on Troubled Minds as well. So shall we do that in like an hour or so? What do you say?
Sounds great. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot more stories and discussion about everything paranormal, which should be a lot of fun. That's I thought, you know what? We can do this interview first and then hopefully send everyone over to Troubled Minds Radio tonight. And I will put a link in the show description, and you can all check that out. Please do, because you'll probably hear me there every so often as well. I usually call in two or three nights out of the week. So, and then, yeah, it's a great show even without that, because I don't claim to be a pro talk show host or anything like that. So, but it's a great show, and you'll definitely see me there in the chat and hear me in the show here and there too. So thank you all for being here. Yeah, thank you all for being here, and I will talk to you all hopefully in an hour. And of course, this will be on the podcast feed, and we'll talk to you all next time. Have a good night.
Troubled Minds, Halloween style, 7 p.m. See you guys in an hour. Thanks again, James. You're the best, brother.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.